Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show,
living off with people
a variety talk show whose only
all
mission
is to empower
you.
That were only going to bring me to my knees. And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Whether you're seasoned or new to filmmaking, as you may already know, film festivals are an important part of your career. It's an opportunity to learn, showcase your work, network, and possibly land a deal. With that said, I am pleased, and it is my pleasure to welcome our guest, Ms. Audrey T. Thomas, the founder and CEO of Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival, a nonprofit enterprise designed to showcase films and filmmakers that promote, educate, and inspire faith-based values. Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival is an Atlanta-based company that made its debut in 2008. Audrey is giving filmmakers a variety of teachings about film, the film industry, and showing them what is appropriate for family viewing. Her mission is to encourage seasoned filmmakers to produce films that with family-friendly spiritual values to motivate and inspire young filmmakers to produce films with high moral standards and to also showcase films that honor Christ. Audrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's an honor to have you here. And one of the first questions I want to ask, as I mentioned in the introduction, that Kingdomwood is a Christian film festival. What inspired you to launch not just a film festival, but one that's focused on faith-based content?
Well, actually, it was because I was going to quite a bit of different film festivals throughout the United States, and what I was recognizing that a lot of these films wasn't giving God the glory. And I know we had great conversation, but we would have the conversation, but we wouldn't do a lot of the films that way. We wouldn't show him how much we appreciate him. And so, you know, with that shortcoming, I just thought, well, I'm sure people would like to put it in there if they had a platform where they can actually get it submitted. And it really, that's how it basically started, by recognizing that it wasn't enough out there. We had a few, but it was a lot of talent could really demonstrate exactly how they were feeling through their testimony. So I created that platform, and thanks to the Lord himself that's providing the way to make that happen.
So with that said, why do you feel a lot of the filmmaking, the filmmaking community had begun to stray away from family-friendly films?
You know, it's good that you asked that because this is our 6th year this year of having the films, and we have the different types of dialogues on what people are used to and want to see on television and at theater. And right now, with our attention spans being so short, we need something that's going to stimulate our minds. And so what's here right now is a lot of action-packed thrillers, action, adventures type of films that's keeping everybody's attention. And in the past, what people thought about when you look at faith-based films or Christian films, they're looking at everyone's testimony, a song and a dance, real type of churchy type of thing. And I think that's they pulled away from the biblical type of stories, but what Kingdomwood is doing is changing that setting, that there are great stories that we can relate to and share our testimonies that can come out as be just as exciting, just as thrillful, and just as impactful that people can watch. And so that's our focus and our journey.
Yeah, and I think, too, to add to that, I think a lot of writers or, you know, filmmakers as a whole are probably, just like society, kind of put God in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as content, they probably feel that it has to be, you know, real churchy and,
right,
you know, a certain type of film, but you can be creative and add God to any type of film.
True. And that's basically what we're kind of focusing on, because just like Jesus, he had to go where they are. And that's what Kingdomwood is doing. We're going where the people are and dealing with everyday type of scenarios and turning them into stories that people can relate to. And,
right,
and what it's doing is allowing people to come, because everyone is looking for something, and that's answers. And if you can find that, in which I'm a witness, I have noticed that people are watching our films and finding answers, and they find a solution to their own problems, because we all have similar situations that we go through. It's just that we all haven't been through them yet.
Yeah. And I think storytelling, I mean, as a writer, a filmmaker myself, there's so many different ways that to empower people through story. And for me personally, I'm empowered through story, and that's one of the reasons why I got into filmmaking and why I'm so passionate about it, because it's something that you can really change people's perception on different topics, and the sky's the limit on how you can use storytelling, the creativity of storytelling, to empower the audience. I want to ask you a question more in reference to how you began on this journey of taking a step into owning your own business. It's one thing to come up with an idea,
mm-hmm,
but to act on it, it takes a lot of courage and faith. Starting out, mm-hmm, did you have fears entering into this venture, and how did you overcome them?
Well, actually, I didn't, because I had prayed for it, in which broadcasting television is my calling, and that's ever since I was 8 years old and continued on and went to Hollywood and actually went through college under broadcast engineering. And so it continued on, and so God brought me back full circle. I look at it because the passion was always there. So I was never afraid of it. I was asking for it. And I recall when I was in church that the minister had just said, he made a statement about, if God would give you one word, what would that word be? And I said, Lord, I wish I had one word that I can just make a difference, because he made an example out of Microsoft. One word and have turned, a whole life around. And I just remember praying under that sermon that if I just had one word, that I would do something with that word in his glory. And another time that during the service, he had mentioned that it was a lot of Hollywood producers and directors coming to our church and to promote the movies. And he said that we are being paid, we have to pay to be sexed up, we have to pay to be cursed out, and we have to pay to get shot. And he said that I am so tired of Hollywood coming for our money, and we need a Kingdomwood. And girl,
yeah,
that was one word that I needed.
Wow.
And I asked for it, and believe me or not, I didn't know what I was going to do with Kingdomwood, but because of the experience I had at the film festival, I recognized that was it, that it was going to be Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival. And girl, we hit the ceiling.
And that's, a lot of people, I commend you for following through on what God put on your spirit. And that's not something that comes easy for most people. You know, even though most people may feel drawn to something or feel it in their spirit, but to act on it, that's not something that's common. So I want to commend you on being obedient.
I really appreciate it. It's almost, it's I'm chasing it, to be honest. Is I, you know, I don't claim it to 100% because it belongs to the Lord, and I give everything to Him, and He put everything before me, and I'm trying to catch up with Him. So it's so many different avenues that He's creating out of Kingdomwood that's being developed. And, you know, and I don't have no other choice than to be obedient because I see where He's trying to go, and I listen wholeheartedly in that direction.
Yeah. And since you mentioned the growth on where it's going, in addition to the screenings, what other programs and workshops does Kingdomwood offer to filmmakers?
You know, as you said, with Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival, we are promoting the screenings and workshops and panels that we have throughout our festival and competition and things like that, in which, you know, our film festival is pretty much like everyone else, but we accept all faith-based films. But what has been birthed out of Kingdomwood is a rating system, and it's a K rating for Kingdom rating films. And we're really excited about that because we can rate our films and have them placed in different categories for people can really get their message across. And one of them is for mature audience. And the reason why we have a mature audience K rating is because films and things that's in the Bible is not related to children mindset at this time. And we need to separate the two. And the same as we have for teens, children, and now we have also strongly developed a K rating for toddlers, in which that's going to give them an image and recognize the image colors and the sounds. So we're really excited about the way the Lord is placing that in our heart to have that develop into a rating system that's really taken off almost uncontrollably. I can't catch up with the people who want their films rated under the Kingdom. So I'm very excited about that. And the other one is the Kingdomwood Film Institute, that we're actually tweaking films and enhancing the filmmakers' ability to do great films with coloring, their editing, their producing, their writing. So we have another component for Kingdomwood and to teach, reach, teach, and inspire.
Now you have an event that's going on tomorrow, because you share that with us.
Yes, we do. And we're excited about that, and that really falls under our Kingdomwood Film Institute. And we have teamed up with Out of Order Tour. And this is a tour that comes through throughout the United States to actually be teaching our filmmakers how to edit and visual effects. And it's an all-day event. It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and it ends at 9 o'clock. PM, but they have a full day of different activities to learn how to make a film, and to the point that I encourage all the filmmakers to actually come out. It's going to be downtown at the Embassy Street, right across from Centennial Park, and they
downtown
can actually
Atlanta.
Go to our website. They can go to our website at kingdomwood.com and find that information.
Okay, and I was just going to ask you that if you could. They can register online?
Yes, they can. And they actually, if they register under Kingdomwood, they get a $25 discount.
Oh, wow. There are many filmmakers who have, you know, we just kind of touched on, you know, the different genres that filmmakers, you know, get into or they may be passionate about. And some people may not, you know, have the passion to add, you know, the faith-based portion to it or be in that space right now. They may be strictly want to focus on horror, for example, which is fine. We need variety. But then there are those who want to do it, who want to, their heart is telling them or they believe their calling is to do faith-based, but they may be afraid that it may not sell. What advice would you give?
Well, I would advise them to follow their heart. And the reason why I would suggest that they follow their heart, because it has been placed on their heart to do the film that's so necessarily needed for the others. We always look at what can it do for me. And everything we do pretty much is always for other people. So I suggest that they wholeheartedly obey their heart and follow their lead and create films of faith if that was placed on their heart.
Audrey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I was meant to fly. Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
I won't.